Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. Evan Bray, as I want to remind you again, Saskatchewan RCMP advising the public that there is a significant grass fire impacting visibility in the Melville area. So they've got fire services out there responding to this fire on what's known as Westview Road. So it's about 1 kilometer west of Melville, near the junction of Highway 47 and 10. It's a big enough fire that it's blooming a lot of dark smoke, which is reducing visibility. So they'll keep us posted on how that goes, but do keep that in mind if you're driving in that area. I absolutely love this next story. I love the concept of it because I'm a guy that likes to watch Dragon's Den. Have you caught Dragon's Den on TV? So this is the, you know, the show, and there's Shark Tank. There's a few different iterations of it where people have that have new ideas, new companies, new products. They pitch it to a group of investors, and the group of investors, based on the pitch, based on what they see and hear, and, you know, based on their thoughts on the likelihood of success, they will make the decision whether or not they're going to invest their own money in this new idea. Well, we've got the equivalent of that happening in Saskatchewan. The top five agri-food companies that have applied from across Canada are presenting to investors in essentially what's a Dragon Den-like format here in Saskatchewan. It's called Startup TNT, the name of the company. We've got Jesse Weeb joining us. He's community development lead with Startup TNT, and he joins us by phone today. What a cool concept, Jesse. I'm happy to have you on the show.
Thanks, Evan, for having me here today. I'm really excited to share this story with your audience and the wider people here in Saskatchewan. I think it's a really important story to tell right now.
It's very cool. So Startup TNT, this is not brand new. Can you talk about the company and where the idea of this came from?
Absolutely. So it actually started up in Edmonton, as things often do. They start in Alberta and kind of roll over here into Saskatchewan. And it was started by two folks, Zach Storms and Tim Lin. They were angel investors and startup founders themselves. They had worked in the space, and they identified that Edmonton and other markets here in Western Canada, and even, in fact, across the country, are really underserved from an investment perspective. And they started gathering people together on Thursday night. That's actually where the TNT in the name first came from, Thursday night tradition. But it's become so much more than that. They actually identified a model that was being used by investors down in Seattle, and they actually use it out in the Okanagan as well, where investors pre-commit capital. They put in $5,000 each. They pay a small fee, $500. And then collaboratively together, they filter through a pool of companies and they pick one at the end that gets the pot. And they started running that in 2020, just before COVID, and now it's grown into all four Western Canadian provinces.
I just love so much about this. What are the criteria that they think about when they're trying to make that critical decision of where their choice is going to go, where their investment is going to go?
Absolutely, yeah. So there's so many factors at play, but I think first and foremost, and you'll hear this from anyone, even the Dragons on Dragons, and I'm sure we'll tell you this, the founders. It's all about the people. It's their story, it's their pedigree, it's their resume, it's the likelihood that they're the right person to be solving this problem or going to be able to take it all the way. That's what we're looking at first and foremost. And then we're looking at things like, you know, technology, intellectual property that they've developed around the technology, the product themselves, the customer experience, how much revenue traction they've gained in the market, the size of the market, how big is the potential for this company. And then sometimes investors are thinking about impact, right? Mm-hmm. Is this an area that I really want to be putting my money towards? Is this helping kind of move some of my values forward in the world?
I love it. Jesse Weeb is our guest today, community development lead with Startup TNT. Before we get to the event that's happening in Regina tomorrow, let's talk about some of the past investments and collaborations that Startup TNT has done. You've got a great track record of almost, I think, aren't you over 100 investments that have been made so far?
Absolutely, yeah. Over 100 investments, over $18 million invested from over 500 individual angel investors from across Western Canada. It's been an incredible ride. We're actually, for the past 2 years, we've been the most active early stage investor in the country, according to CVCA, the Canadian Venture Capital and Private Equity Association. So we've been very, very active in the space. Here in Saskatchewan, we have 27 companies, over $4.4 million raised for those. A great one out of the Regina area area that got some press recently is a company called Off Street. They came through the cultivator powered by Kinexus incubator there. We're really big fans of them. They're working with parking across universities to help, you know, especially in the U.S., you know, game days for football games and things like that. There's a lot to manage with the parking, and they've got an amazing solution for that. And they've just been growing like crazy. And so we're big fans of them. But we've got another great company out of Regina, Farm Simple. They won the Ag Tech Summit 2 years ago there in Regina. And they've just been growing like crazy. Got some contracts coming up potentially with Sastel. So really exciting to hear those developments from those companies out of Regina.
Okay, so we've got what's known as the 2025 Spring Agri-Food Investment Summit happening in Regina tomorrow, correct?
Absolutely. So it's actually the finale, which is the culmination of a six-week process. So I'll start at TNT Works is actually starting back in kind of February, March. We had investors pre-commit capital, as I mentioned earlier. They put in $5,000 each. We got over 20 of them committed, so there's going to be over $100,000 check there of investment for the winner tomorrow. But these companies started with a pool of about 40 companies that applied. We cut that down to 19 that pitched back at the beginning of April for the first time. But then behind the scenes, the investors have been meeting with these companies. They've been reviewing what's called a data room, which is all the legal documents. This is often something that's done after the fact on Dragon's Den. For those that don't know, a lot of the time the deals that are the handshake on the show don't actually end up going through because the due diligence falls through after the fact. So what we do is actually we do all of that due diligence before we put the companies out on stage. So what's really exciting tomorrow is that all these companies have been reviewed well, and we are saying that these are the top ones that we see in the country right now in agri-food, and they're all going to be coming in to Regina tomorrow for you to see.
Well, can we talk about, well, first of all, why agri-food? I know you were a big part of bringing agri-food into the work that Startup TNT is doing, but why do you see the importance in that?
Yeah, so I've kind of been around the sector for a long time. I grew up on a farm here in Saskatchewan, just outside Saskatoon, and my father was an ag tech entrepreneur himself. In fact, he was part of the founding team of what's now Ag Expert with Farm Credit Canada. And it's really exciting now that Farm Credit Canada is our powered by sponsor for this program. And so the reason why we thought it was so important is every time I go to a different conversation with farmers and ag entrepreneurs, is that there's not enough conversation happening between those that are going to be using the technology and those that are building the technology, right? And that there's not enough investment coming from people who actually understand the agri-food sector. And so we're trying to change that. We saw a real opportunity. Obviously, with my background, there's a great opportunity there. And we're also seeing it with a generation transfer that's happening right now. We're seeing a lot of our investors come in as pairs, you know, parents with their children. I do it with my father. And there's a lot of other investors doing the same. And so there's a real opportunity right now to take some of that wealth transfer and set some of it aside to invest back in Canadian agriculture and food innovation and help build more value add in this country, right? We talk about that all the time, how Canada needs more value add. We have great resource base. You know, we produce all kinds of food, raw ingredients. But if we can find ways to create more value add in the system, I think we're going to be far more successful and resilient in the long run.
And some of these companies are looking at ways to enhance production. Can we talk quickly about the finalists being considered?
Absolutely, yeah. So we have five finalists. They run the gamut of the agri-food sector. It's really exciting. So you got Appasave. They're working on a bee health technology that's going to stop some of this colony collapse we keep hearing about. We've got Soma Detect, which is working in the dairy industry to help increase the health of the cows and make and keep the cows healthy and also make the milk a better product. Next Planet Technology, which is working with the Canadian Space Agency on a really great technology that can be not only used on, you know, the moon or Mars, but could potentially be used in rural communities here in Canada. There's Vegain Nutrition, which is creating a plant-based nutrition product. They have a whole line, but now they've come up with a new one. It's like a Gatorade juice-like product with protein in it. It's really exciting. And then TreeTrack Intelligence, which has come up with a new technology to use drones to seed forests.
Interesting stuff. Is this open to the public? Can people come and watch this tomorrow?
Absolutely, it's open to the public. We just ask that people register. They can go to our website, startuptnt.com, and they'll find the registration link under our events section.
And it's 5 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken?
That is correct, yeah. Doors open at 5, pitches start at 6. And if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, I really want to be able to see these pitches, but I'm not going to be able to make it to Regina tomorrow, we do also have a virtual option. We live stream it to our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and look up Startup TNT, and you'll find it there.
One more quick question. Jesse Wiebe is my guest with Startup TNT. What if someone listening thinks, I would like to be an investor in this? I would like to be part of this. Is that something you're open to, more people joining?
Absolutely. That's what we're always looking for, and one of the reasons we're so thankful for opportunities like this, Evan, where we can speak with you and help spread our message. We think it's really important. We think if people can put in 5 to 10% of their wealth into these high risk startups, it would transform this country for the better, right? It's obviously, there is potential that you're going to lose some money because not all of these startups are going to be ultimately successful. But if you do it right with the kind of way that we like to educate our investors on, by spreading it out, on building a portfolio and having a bunch of different entrepreneurs that you're supporting, you're probably going to make a return. No guarantees, but what you're going to do more so is you're going to help create a more vibrant local economy, right? You're going to help create jobs. You're going to create more local revenue, and you're going to support some really great game-changing technology. So if people are interested in learning more about investing with Startup TNT, there, feel free to reach out to me. My email is just jesse@startuptnt.com. They're welcome to reach out, or if you go through the contact page on our website, there's an investor handout they can download for more information.
Good stuff. It's going to be a great event tomorrow, Jesse. Thank you for giving us some time today, and best of luck with these companies.
Yeah, thank you so much, Evan, for having me, and have a great rest of your day.
That's Jesse Wiebe, Community Development Lead with Startup TNT. Interested in finding out more about them, about the company? StartupTNT.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.